At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy, who's not with us in studio?
He's not with us in studio.
In Creighton today.
We used to have a cutout that Ben brought in.
Ben. Every day.
And then we didn't do that.
Ben, the takes were flowing, but you didn't do your job.
Yeah, the takes out there making comments about who should be playing in the NFL, but forgot to get Shin Daddy up here.
I don't see Shin Daddy.
Everyone listening, please make sure they can record this or have a pin available or text themselves to have this once again.
Okay.
Phone number or repeat number.
Write it down.
402-360-0982. 402-360-0982. Today is birthday bash at Midwest Bank. Shin Daddy's birthday.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
It's Shin Daddy's birthday.
You're kidding me.
So what's going on today is Shin Daddy's birthday. So shower him with...
It's coming.
I think last year, 300 plus texts.
So you guys know what he likes is that he likes apple pie.
Okay.
Apple pie. That's his go-to.
Okay.
So if anyone can get him some apple pie today, would be very much appreciated. Some sort of baked goods.
Just from Village Inn or something.
Someplace. If someone can get him a pie, would be feel great about that for break time.
Shindy, so there's going to be a birthday party at the bank.
There's a birthday party.
Ongoing.
Ongoing for the old... all day right there. And so it's just to honor Steve. Now, Steve's not throwing the party. Obviously, he's not doing this for himself. Like happy birthday to me. No, it's not him. He's very low key.
Is he low key?
He's very low key. 402-360-0982. If you can please hit him up for his birthday, that would be great.
Shindy or Shin Daddy.
Any will work. Yeah. So it'll work just to hit him up and just check in on him right there. But guess what he'll be doing? He'll be doing his banking.
Yep.
He'll still be doing his banking. But it's birthday bash day there at that. If you can get him any. So cake is okay. He likes cake too. Don't get me wrong. But he likes apple pie.
A la mode probably.
A la mode, absolutely.
Because who doesn't like apple
pie? Who doesn't like that? Yeah. Tell you what, I'm not a big apple pie guy, but you put on a big dollop of ice cream.
Good word. Dollop. Yeah, dollop. Love that word.
That's special. Yeah, melts a little bit into the crust. That's pretty tasty stuff.
Oh, God, yes. So apple pie is probably 9th or 10th on my list, but it's still good. I don't mind it. I'll eat it. Jake, what do you got?
Just, again, the number, 402-360-0982. I think last year that Shin Daddy got 300 plus texts from the Breakers on his birthday.
Seems like just yesterday.
Can we top that?
Let's see if we can get in the 400s.
Can we top that?
Let's see if we can get Shin Daddy's phone in the 400s.
He's a Nebraska legend.
He's a legend for us right there. Yeah, let's not miss out on this. This is all part of the, yes.
He's a low-key legend. But remember, he does get whisked around.
He gets whisked down here. Remember that?
Yeah, he doesn't drive much, right?
Doesn't have to.
That's when he had his. That was when he was getting the AD thing worked out.
Yeah,
came down here.
Came down to get it fixed right away.
Right.
Escorted into Lincoln.
To Lincoln.
He found Troy Dannon, apparently.
Did a great job.
He did. What a job by Shin.
Anyway, Shin Daddy.
Shindy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shin Daddy. 464-5685, call or text as always. We talked about in the first hour a little bit about Matt Rhule was upset about tackling for Nebraska, and it wasn't up to standard this past week against Illinois. It hasn't been for the last couple weeks for Nebraska.
Right.
Now, we have talked about this in the offseason before, but it's during the season, and we have Bill here, who's been a long-time coach in college football. Bill, Matt Rhule said he was not happy with the tackling. Can you improve tackling during the season? If so, how?
Yes, you can improve tackling. Generally, when I talk about on tackling, is that the one thing you have with when I watch Nebraska defense is there is no one that's not extremely engaged on getting the other person down. And so there's not a lack of effort or a lack of want to. Mm-hmm. That part of it is there. A lot of it is like that when you talk about tackling is... you tackle with your feet. That's what you tackle with. You got to get yourself in position to tackle. That's the number one thing. It's like, how fast can you eat up the grass? Mm-hmm. How fast can you eat up the grass?
Makes
space
sense.
Space is your nemesis. Oh, it's awful. That's why then things are tight in windows and things are crammed up. That helps you so much. And then it becomes a leverage situation also. But the ability to get yourself, I love that. Guy couldn't tackle him. He couldn't tackle him because he couldn't get himself in position to tackle him. That's the part you want to be able to do. And then the ability to be able to when to shoot your gun, when to be able to go. And then if you do miss or you do lose him, it's to the proper leverage, which means he has to make a radical cut back inside to, you know, I always talk about if you're going to tackle, we used the term a long time ago here. We started at Nebraska, honestly, I would say roll call on the ball. So that means roll call on the ball. How many hats can you get to the ball? You have to win with population. So it's not, if it's just always just, if everything was just one-on-one, okay, you got him.
Trouble.
Because there's players that will make you miss. There's mm-hmm. players that have the ability to break a tackle. Just take a look at what happened in the Michigan game in USC. It was just brutal missed tackles.
Oh, is it what cost
them. Cost him so bad.
Mullins ran through a safety. I mean, and so arm tackle.
So there's different types like that. So you're working the fundamentals of tackling every day. And I'd be hard pressed to think that the reason that if they missed some tackles, that they're saying they didn't tackle well enough, that the fact that they weren't working tackling, that would not have been happening. That was being worked. Now you don't, I have one more thing.
No, you're fine.
Is that also the one thing that comes up with teams like that is that you don't tackle near as much as you used to. There's not as much live football mm-hmm. in spring. There's not as much live football in the fall because everyone's like, we can't get anyone hurt. We can't do this. There's not as much live tackling as what there was back in the day. So there's a little bit difference to us right there. That's where I really enjoyed that. Now they can't move, but I really enjoyed the donut tackles. The one you can roll those big tackling dummies because you allowed someone to run full speed through for a tackle. Mm-hmm. So you could tackle other things like that. But if you don't have that feeling of that look, and that's why, like I said, and then, you know, we'd always work hard on lowering your profile, which would mean, like, so I'd always say if we were in tag mode, two-hand tag on the thigh board, and it made you lower your profile, then I'd always do palms down. Because when you go palms up on a tag, your body rises up. When you go palms down, you lower your profile. And so those are things that come up to mind if you're too high.
You want to be low?
Be in position. But it really comes down to your feet. It really comes down to your feet and getting in position to be there before they can make a certain play. Because let's say the play that one that broke out in overtime right there, and all of a sudden he's running free. That's a hard play. That's a hard tackle. There's a lot of things going on with that,
especially with a 250 pounder.
Yeah,
so Fegan weighs 250.
Yeah, so you want there's two ways, but
you better be in position.
So you want to build again. You want to be able to erase the grass. That's your number one deal, is to be able to close windows and effort to the ball for roll call. Because you've got to have population.
One thing that Rule talked about yesterday was some guys are concentrating, Bill, on the strip and not just getting the guy to the ground.
Yeah, if that's ever, that's, like I said, the
ball strip.
We've all seen it happen before. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen on teams I was coaching. Also, I was like, what are you doing? Mm.
Get him down.
The guy's running and you're trying to punch at the ball, you know, type of thing. The one that happened the other day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know, but generally the first punch, but you get really good at it. Sometimes you have a chance to be able to punch through. So I'm going to punch and tackle and all in the same movement. But if I'm trying to make it the other way, like the other day, the tackle was secured when Bullet came in. They had him in his grasp. He was in his grasp.
That's when you punch.
He was going down. Then he went with the bear claw. He went with the claw.
Oh, he went to claw. Okay.
Great play by Jones.
Yeah, he went to the claw.
Oh, he's a dude.
But yeah, but if you are, yeah, that's always a nemesis too. Because sometimes you're like, hey, we got to get it out. We got to punch balls out. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, no, we got to tackle.
Tackle first.
Tackle first.
So yeah, it's been perplexing. It wasn't a false read on you and I, the you and I game. I mean, there's a lot of people that would come at you with, Sip, come on. They held him to three. I know, but I know what I saw. And the line of scrimmage was moving a little bit too much, and running backs were falling forward, squirting out, bleeding out is the way White called it. Yeah. Is what Tony White called it. The running backs were bleeding out. What's that mean?
Yeah, they're just getting it's
a few extra yards.
You have in position to have it for a 2.5, and it ends up being a 4.5.
Yes.
Just the extra 2 yards.
Yes.
That
matters.
That is what probably was one of the more magical things that Michigan did. Was the ability to be like, defended that well.
Got
six. Second and four.
Yeah.
It's like, got six. And because you made contact at 3.5, whatever it was, and then all of a sudden, wow.
Yeah, what I see from Michigan is they move the line of scrimmage a couple yards, and then the guy gets four, and it's six. Mm. You know, they move the line of scrimmage. The guy doesn't look like a long run, but they pushed it upfield. Corum did a lot of that.
Yeah, he was really good at it.
Yeah. And now they got a guy again. Kalen Mullings, I think, is his name, number 20, Jake. You didn't see him Saturday, but he was a long run. Yeah, he was a linebacker. They moved him to running back, and he, number 19.
He's their number one back.
Now he is.
He's their number one running back.
Not Edwards.
No.
He kind of replaced Edwards.
Right? Edwards still is. Edwards is a breakout runner. Mm-hmm. Like that. Obviously, when it really comes down to it, Corum was their guy.
Oh, no doubt.
And that's kind of where it's at. It's still, but it's kind of like now. He's kind of 1A and 1B. But you can improve your tackling immensely without tackling live.
Okay.
Now your speed to the ball and in position, leverage, and then how do you tag off? And what do you do?
I don't think it's panic time on the defense. Come on. I mean, it's not panic time. It's not. It's just a little perplexing what's happened here. We just expect, like Rule said it multiple times yesterday, you just expected more. And you didn't think tackling would be an issue. It is, but it can get better. We'll see what it looks like. Week-to-week evaluation. That's the way I look at it.
It'll look really good this week.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, again, regarding the offense for Nebraska, again, the defense has been a concern for the Huskers against Illinois, but you mentioned, Bill, that Purdue has gave up 300 yards rushing to Oregon State. They did it to Notre Dame, too. Two straight weeks of 300-plus rushing yards given up by Purdue's defense.
And just so you know, you don't fix that.
You don't?
No. Not when that means you're just bad up front. And so you have enough guys in the box. You'll play that. You'll play a one-high concept to be able to do that. But you just don't fix that. Where all of a sudden, it's like, you can do some things in pass defense, but all of a sudden, when you're giving up to Notre Dame, who couldn't run the ball really at all against Northern Illinois, and they scored 66 against them, and then Oregon State is not a good football team, and it's not all their fault because all their players left. They were good. Someone went to Michigan State. They all got in the portal and left, and then they went out there. Purdue should go out and a Big Ten team should beat the Pac-2. They really should.
They should.
And they went out there and they got hammered.
Got smoked.
And they got hammered. They just ran. They just handed the ball off, and it was probably like 8 yards a carry every time they handed it off.
I wonder what I'm looking right now at what Riley Leonard got on. Okay, he rushed. Oh God, yeah, he did. Got Riley Leonard,
quarterback for Notre Dame,
the Notre Dame quarterback, the Duke
transfer.
11 carries for a hundo against Purdue.
Oh boy.
He averaged 9.1. He was like Billy Sims.
He's not really a running quarterback.
No, not really. He's athletic. He's a big athletic guy.
When he was at Duke, he's known for having a good arm. He wasn't known as a running
No, he was always an athletic
guy. Really? Is he a good runner?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
He got hurt at Duke, had an ankle injury, I believe it was.
Okay. He's 6'4", 216. He's about as big as Billy Sims. Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
Out of the blue, I was thinking about this. NFL, or even called NFL, must see running backs.
Derrick Henry.
Yep. And that's about it.
McCaffrey.
When he's
can
healthy,
I give you McCaffrey?
He's not healthy, but McCaffrey, I buy.
Can I sell you McCaffrey?
Yeah, but you don't sell him like you do, like you do, say Barry Sanders.
Oh, God.
You don't sell him like an Earl Camp. You don't sell him like all these great.
He's tougher than hell, though, McCaffrey.
There's you don't see must-see running backs.
Who is it, Jake?
I mean, Billy Sims.
Right now?
Just must-see. Earl Campbell, even in college and pro, must-see.
What about Williams? See,
Derrick Henry, even right now, was not must-see. He's getting older. He's still
Saquon.
Very good. Saquon Barkley was good for the Eagles. He's been very good.
Is he must-see?
No, he's not must-see.
Ben, I'm going to say Saquon Barkley's not must-see. Yeah, not really compared good. To the guys we're
not
talking
the guys
about.
We're talking
Barry
about.
Sanders was must-see every time. I don't have that guy right now.
There's no one in the league. You just go, what is this guy going to do?
Wasn't Williams, the guy from Texas, kind of must see?
Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams.
Yeah. For the Dolphins and Saints, yeah, he was very good.
Yeah. Oh, God, where is that now?
There's not must see. All the must sees now are where? At quarterback and at receiver.
Jake, who is
trying to think of a guy that would be must see at running back besides McCaffrey. I think McCaffrey is that guy.
Yeah.
But he's hurt
that's
right
it.
Now.
So that's
Ben,
right.
Ben, that could have been a take. You could have had that. We just got to think
about that. There's
stuff.
Not. That's weird.
Nope. There's not must see. I mean, like I said, when think of the running backs that we grew up.
Dickerson.
Yeah. I
mean, must see.
It was. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. You go back.
Franco Harris. Must see.
The Juice.
I mean, he was.
The Juice.
People jump on you for bringing up OJ.
He was must see.
He was an iconic figure. He was, Jake.
He rushed for 2,000 yards in 14 games.
Yeah, he was crazy good, and he was a big part of American sports. Yeah, Marcus Allen.
Must see.
Oh God, yes.
Just try. I'm going through all the teams. There's not a guy right now.
There's not a guy in the NFL. Now, I enjoyed watching Derrick Henry because it looked like talk about big horse on Sunday against.
He looked great. I happened to watch that game,
And so I'm so impressed with him.
Would you say at one point Adrian Peterson was
must
see?
Yes,
but that was 100. He's been gone for several years.
Yeah, 100.
He was a must see.
Yeah, he was must see. Definitely in college, he was must see.
Now there's receiver that but you don't have.
Tony Dorsett must see.
He just go. They go
Emmitt
on
Smith
and on.
Must see.
They go on and on and on. You couldn't wait to see him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it came down to something that was strength and power, but there's a lot of make you miss.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders made some runs that there's nobody that even resembles it anymore. You don't see anything close to it.
No, it's weird.
Nothing close to it. It's
a cool position, too. Yeah. I mean, when you got a running back going, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, they got him going. Mm-hmm. He's in rhythm.
Yeah. Bring back the elite running backs. Mm-hmm. Don't have it right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to come back anytime soon or not, though. Hmm. Who knows? When we come back, NFL Week 3, winners and losers.
Jake, you got the energy?
Oh, I got it. I'm ready for you.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This is your segment.
It is. It's coming up next. Winners and losers next, early break in the ticket.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.